This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Everett Ebright, E, B like boy, R-I-G-H-T, who likes to go by Butch. Date of birth, also called Butch in parentheses, I guess. Date of birth, 9-21 of 1946. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Ebright, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which has been present at that stage since March of 2024. And abnormal kidney function, stage 3A, goes back as far as 2019. The patient does have a very long history of coronary artery disease, also congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy. He does have chronic shortness of breath. This is present at rest as well as with exertion, and it does improve when he rests. He has tried rescue inhalers. They don't especially help. The only thing that really stops the shortness of breath is rest. He does use oxygen at home with his CPAP device very faithfully, and he also had a repeat sleep study in 2023, and his CPAP pressure was adjusted at that time. He has not had any recent hospitalizations, but he did have his pacemaker and AICD replaced in February of 2025. The previous device was getting very old, according to the electrophysiologist. Today, no chest pain or palpitations, but he has chronic shortness of breath. It gets worse as he stands or walks. Any exertion actually brings it on. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no recent falls. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Nocturia 1 to 2 times a night. And his diuretic medications, torsemide and aldactone, tend to cause a great deal of urination after he takes them. And a change of concentration of the urine, getting more clear and less yellow. He does have reflux problems and no vomiting, though, no dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic obesity. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obstructive sleep apnea, uses CPAP and nocturnal oxygen, hypertension history, currently hypotensive, anemia, osteoarthritis, paroxysmal ventricular tachycardia, low magnesium levels, obesity, movement disorder. Past surgical history, he's had placement of the AICD pacemaker, which was replaced in February of this year, a left total knee arthroplasty, cardiac catheterization, and bilateral cataract extractions. Social history, he's an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 1985. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, and his mother had end-stage renal failure and was on hemodialysis prior to death. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Jardiance and metalazone. Medications, aldactone, 25 milligram daily, Prilosec, 20 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, torsemide, 40 milligram daily, glipizide, 5 milligram daily, magnesium gluconate, 500 milligram daily, multivitamin, 1 daily, the Zopralol, 5 milligram every 12 hours, lisinopril 10 mg daily, phenofibrate 160 mg daily, Lipitor 10 mg daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 mg PRN chest pain, Preventil HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations 4 times a day, testosterone packet 1%, 25 mg once daily. No oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 293 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation on room air is 92%, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 90 over 50, right arm 96 over 54. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple, minimal jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart sounds are distant but regular. The AICD pacemaker device is in the left upper chest and is non-tender. Abdomen is obese, slightly firm. I'm unable to palpate enlarged liver or spleen. Due to the obesity, I don't palpate any masses either. Extremities, he's got three to four plus edema from toes up to knees bilaterally, none in the upper legs or thighs. And 2 to 3 second capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions, skin is warm. Sensation intact bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 10th of 2025. Creatinine was 1.87. On 2/7 of 25, creatinine 1.86, and the GFR was 36 with both labs. 131.25, creatinine 2.03, GFR 33. 10/23/24, creatinine 1.9, GFR 36, 7/16/24, creatinine 1.7, GFR 41, 3/8/24, creatinine 1.9, GFR 36, 9/28/21, creatinine 1.3, GFR 54, 6/1/21, creatinine was 1.5, GFR 46. Back to 4/10/25, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.5, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 14.3, normal white count, normal platelets. TSH is 3.74. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Pro-BNP is elevated at 1,510. And a 2D echocardiogram done 11/12/24 shows an ejection fraction of 34% with a severely dilated, mildly hypertrophied left ventricle with moderately depressed systolic function and a normal-sized non-hypertrophied right ventricle with normal systolic function, severely dilated left atrium, akinesis of the apical and anterior septal wall segments. He has trivial aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation, mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. And compared to the previous study, 8/3 of 23, there was an increase in the degree of mitral regurgitation. And there was a small pericardial effusion previously that was not present on the 2024 study. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to severe congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy. Of course, the renal function will follow the cardiac function. So as cardiac function decreases, renal function also decrease. And this was explained to the patient. We do want to continue checking labs on a regular basis, so he'll need to have them checked every 3 months for us, and we'll check them again in July of this year. If the creatinine is higher at that time, we will schedule a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. The last CT of the abdomen was done in 2018, and it was normal at that time. But we will do an updated study if the creatinine worsens. And he should continue his fluid restriction, his low-salt diet, his daily blood pressure and weight checks, as he's been doing. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.